So yesterday we left off with the problem, and it's really, I think, a fundamental issue here. Taisus asked, as do many Rishonim, what does the Gemara have to say that Ramei holds the Kav Shimon that is going into the Gami? That's why he's mechayev when you steal this behemoth from the Shomer. Actually, why does the have to say that Ramei holds the Kav Shimon who holds Dovah Gami Lomim Kimamim Dami? Why should say a mayor holds like a mayor? We know that a mayor is don din negami. And the mashmaos neimar in Baba Kama is that to be don din negami is harder than to be don dover garim l'mamon. Even in the cases that the Reb Shimon would not be mechayev, but like Pesorv Shteris or Shulchaver, would not be kari mamon, Reb Shimon wouldn't be mechayev. And a mayor is mechayev as din negami. So you see that a mayor is even more. A mayor is a bigger chiddush than Reb Shimon. He goes further than Reb Shimon. So if a mayor is dan din negami, and is mechayev even by sarev sarev shel chaverov, so he would certainly be mechayev when you steal this behemah mibeis hashomer. So mimele, why we don't need to come on to Reb Shimon? Reb Meir is peshitas Reb Meir. So Taisus has a few answers, but Taisus is one of the answers that Taisus brings b'shem yesh mefarshim, and the Ramban is the only answer. Is that? Reb Meir is that Dina Negami is not going to help me for Kefil Dalad Behe. Dina Negami will help me to Mechayev the Kefil, to Mechayev the Keret. Lei Matzino, that Dina Negami will help me for Kefil, will be Mechayev Kefil and Dalad Behe. Reb Shimon, we find that Dover Hagayim Lamamun is Mechayev, not only Keret, is Mechayev Kefil and Dalad Behe. In Reb Shimon's, the original teaching of Reb Shimon was Lugabi Kefil Dalad Behe. If you stole a carbon, that the person said from the Bailam is Chayev and the Achayas of the carbon. So Reb Shimon says that the Ganav is Chayev Kefil and Dalad Behe. So therefore, the Gemara invokes Reb Shimon rather than Tovah Garim L'Mamon, rather than Dina Degami. And the Ramban elaborates on the Teretz. The Ramban says that Dina Degami just means you could be Tevei the Hefsid. Tovah Garim L'Mamon means that you're a Bailam on the thing itself. Mammon Gomer Mashulay, says the Rabban. Dover Agarim Lamamon makes it that this behemoth is the Mammon of the Shomer. So Meli Kibel Kefil and Dalad Behe, he's the Bailam. You stole with me based on Bailam, so you have to pay Kefil and Dalad Behe. But Dinu Negami just means that since the Shomer was Nifsad, he could be Tovei LeHefsid. Tovei LeHefsid, okay, he could be Tovei LeHefsid, but that's not going to help for Kefil and Dalad Behe. That's the Ramban explains this Teretz of Taisus. And so I said yesterday that L'chora, that's Mitzad Atzmai, that's Muchuch. The din of Din Negami fundamentally is a din in Mazik. So there are the cases that Rameir is talking about where he's done Din Negami, let's say Mechitzas HaKerem Shenifetzo. Mechitzas HaKerem Shenifetzo, the idea of Din Negami, the Chiddush of Din Negami is not that you're that the Bailam of the Tefuah is a Bailam. We know he's a Bailam. He's a regular Bailam. The issue is, are you a mazik? When the Bala Kerem failed to be good there, but when the Bala Kerem failed to be good there, is that called a Maisa Hezek? Without Dina Negami, I would say that's not a Maisa Hezek. That's it's so indirect, it's not a Maisa Hezek. Comes along a man and says, that's called a Maisa Hezek. Such kind of indirect way of being mazik the Tua, that's also called a Maisa Hezek. But fundamentally, it's a Dina Mazik. Dina Negami makes him into a mazik. It was never said to make the balatu into a bala. What does it have to do? He's a bala anyway. That's not part of the content of dinu gami. Mashenkin dinu dover gami l'mamon. If dover gami l'mamon is talking mechayev kefil and dalad vehi, as Reb Shimon says that it is, dover gami l'mamon was said l'gavi kefil and dalad vehi. So alkochach in the dinu dover gami l'mamon kimamon dami. It says a chiddush. Not just that the Bala carbon can be Tavea the Hefsid, that he lost money in his bank account because now he has to buy another behemoth. What would that have to do with Kefil and Dalad Behe? In Dover Agarim Akochim, when Reb Shimon said Dover Agarim Lamam and Kimam and Domi, he was saying something else. He was saying that the Bailam of the carbon, since he has Achrayas for the carbon, he has a financial stake in the carbon, that makes him to a certain extent a Bailam in the carbon. And if you steal that carbon, you're stealing something from the Bailam, and if you chayav Kefil and Dalad Behe. So by the very definition of what Dover Agarim L'mamon means in its original context, you see that Dover Agarim L'mamon Kimam Adami is not fundamentally a din in Tfiyas HaHezek. What does Shvi'as HaHezek do have to do with Kefil and Dalav Hei? Dovra Gram Lumbam, and fundamentally is halacha in is halacha that the behema, that the korban belongs to the Bailam. Like the Ramban says, Kimam and Mashile. That's totally different from the halacha of Din Ragami. So the chiluk seems so fine. I think it's very geshmak on the Ramban. That's what the Ramban is saying. The Pelag Gadol is, why did Tosfos say anything else? The Teretz is Misbakish Me'elav. Why did Tosfos have to say other Teretzim? And even more, in the Shita in Baba Kama, he brings this Kasha of Tosfos, and he brings Rishonim who are down in Tosfos Kasha, and they didn't even say this Teretz at all. This Teretz never occurred to them. They only say other Teretzim. Isn't this Teretz another Poshet? So I think it's that we have to say here the following. I think it's Misbakish here is the following. In the halacha of Dovah Garim Lomam and Kimam Adami Ka'amur, we can discern two ideas. Let's take the case of a korban. Somebody has a korban, it's a korban which is chayav and achrayis, because he said harei alai and he was mafashe behema. So this is a korban which is chayav and achrayis. Comes along a ganav one day in the dead of the night, and the ganav steals the korban. Says Rav Shimon, the ganav has to pay kefil, and if he shefts it, he has to pay dalad vehei to the bala korban. Right, why does he pay to the bala korban? Because it's a dover agarim l'mam, and this behemah is a dover agarim l'mam to the Bible. So, there's two chiddushim here. First of all, there's a chiddush that the bala korban can be teveya that hezek, can be teveya that hefsid. That hefsid that he has to now is going to have to go out and buy another korban. But that's something that he can be teveya. And secondly, as I've been saying, it also says here a chiddush that the Bala Korban, because he has this financial stake in the Korban, is a Bailam of the Korban. So, which halacha is logic? These are probably not two separate unrelated halachas, they're probably linked one to the other. Which one is the cause of the other? So, Vipshutai, that's certainly the way we've been explaining. Vipshutai, the halacha that comes first, what's logically prior over here, is that the Bala Korban is considered to be a Bailam in the Korban. Because he has a financial stake in the Korban, because this Korban is valuable to him, because if it gets lost, he's going to have to get another one. So this Korban has a value to him. So that makes him a Bailam in the Korban. We've been saying that's part of what Shimon is saying. You're a Bailam in the Korban. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a cave. Obviously, it wouldn't otherwise be careful in Dalar Vahe. So in Dovah Rehm Lomamet, it says that the Bala Korban is a Bailam of the Korban. Because he's a Bailam of the Korban. So therefore, if you steal the Korban, you have to pay the Bala Korban for that value that he has in the Korban, which is the value of the Hefzid. That's what he has in the Korban. His financial stake in the Korban is that he's going to have to go buy another one. So that makes it his... So it starts with that the Bailam is a Bailam, that the Bala Korban has a financial stake in the Korban, is therefore a Bailam of the Korban. That's number one. And of course, therefore it follows that if you steal the carbon, you have to pay the Bala carbon. If you mazik the carbon, you have to pay the Bala carbon. And if you shecht it, you have to pay him Dalad Vahe, because it's his carbon, as we've been explaining all along. And if that's the case, then their bond is 100% right, and there's not even room to think about any other two. It has absolutely nothing to do with Din Begami. There's but the mice, other Rishonim don't say like their Ramban. Tosfos also has other Teretzim up his sleeve, besides the Ramban, besides the Yesh Mefarshim. Because there is another way to look at it. The other way to look at it is to say that it's just the opposite. What starts, what's logically prior, is that if I steal, that there's a halacha, that if somebody steals the carbon, and thereby is goyrim a hefsid mammon to the bala carbon, the bala carbon can be teveya the hefsid mammon that comes from stealing the carbon. And that's the first halach. The halach of tvias nezakim. But even though the hezek is indirect, so maybe it's an indirect hezek. You stole this behemoth. Well, now he loses his money in the bank that he has to go out and buy another carbon. So it starts off as halacha that you can be, that the bala carbon, that even though it's an indirect kind of hezek, but the Kabbalah carbon has a right to be teveya the hefsid that results from the loss of the carbon, and then after that we say that fact that the Baal HaKarbon has a right to be teveya the hefsed that will result from the loss of the carbon, gives him a certain bialus in the carbon. But that comes afterwards. It's just the opposite way of thinking about it. It's not that we say first he's a bialum of the carbon, and because he's a bialum, because he has a financial stake in the carbon, and because he has a because he's a bialum of the carbon, therefore if you steal the carbon he can be teveya, he can, or if you massacre the carbon he can be teveya you. It's the other way around. We start off with the fact that he has a right to be teveya the hefsed that will result from the loss of the carbon. That's the idea of dover hagoyim l'mamon. By stealing this carbon, you were goyim hefsed mamon to the bialum. The bialum has even though it's indirect, the bialum of carbon has a right to be teveya that. Now that the bialum of carbon has a right to be teveya that, that itself, that schus tfias nizokin that the Baalim has the right to be teveya the nezik that results from the loss of the carbon, that itself gives him a certain bialus in the carbon. And that needs a hesber shit, but that's going to need a hesber, how exactly that works, because that's quite a leap. But if we'll say that way, then I understand where the Rishayim are coming from. I think it's clear this was certainly the point of departure of Tosis and these other Rishayim, when they ask the Kasha. Because if we're going to say it that way, it starts with the fact that the Baalim have a right to be Tevei of the Nezek. Because they have a right to be Tevei of the Nezek, therefore they become a Baalim of the Karbon. So Reb Shimon, and that's what Reb Shimon is saying. So there's a big mokum to say which part of that maybe Tosis held in the Kasha, that Reb Shimon's Chiddush is the first part. That the Baalim have a right to be Tevei of the Nezek. The fact that therefore he therefore becomes that therefore makes him a bialum of the carbon, that's not Reb Shimon's chiddush. That's already a dover poshut. That the Gemara knew. That's a dover poshut. And therefore, Tosfos held in the kasha, according to Reb Meir, he certainly has a right to be teveya the hefsed. If he has a right to be teveya the hefsed according to Reb Shimon, then he certainly has a right to be teveya the hefsed according to Reb Meir, because Reb Meir gives you more schusim to be teveya the hefsed. Reb Meir lets you be teveya the hefsed even by something which is not ikari moment, even by sarev shtarish shulchan aruch. Reb Meir is don dina negami. Dina negami is a bigger schus to be teveya hefsed than dover agarim l'mamon, because dover agarim l'mamon only get like that's the gemara of common Tosfos calls dover agarim l'mamon only works in the if I can be teveya hefsed that comes from a dover shikari moment. But the sarev shtarish shulchan, if you can't be teveya the hefsed, and Meir is dan dina negami, gives you a right to be teveya hefsed even by sarev shtarish shulchan aruch. But it's a bigger schus to be teveya hefsed. Yeah, here's also a list of things that need to be elaborated exactly. But Akaponim, Tosfos has what I want to say is, if that Tosfos started with the Hanukkah, that it starts, the way it starts logically is in Reb Shimon. Is Reb Shimon holds a dover agarim l'mamon k'mamon dami, the bala carbon can be teveya the hefsed that's caused to him by the loss of the carbon, and B, as a result of the fact that he has a schus to be teveya the hefsed that comes from the loss of the carbon, that makes him a bialum in the carbon. Tosfos held in the kasha that second step, that makes him a bialum in the carbon. That's not, I don't need Reb Shimon for that. That's a dover poshut. That's something that the Gemara, that the Shas knew. That's maybe everybody shares that assumption. Reb Shimon's chiddush is that you're right to be teveya the hefsed. Who says you're right to be teveya the hefsed? Maybe it's Gomel. So Shimon is machadish, dover gaim l'mamon k'mamon, you have a right to be teveya such a hefsed. But once you have a right to be teveya the hefsed, it's a dover poshut that you're a bialum in the carbon. Thereby, because of that, you're now a bialum in the carbon. In fact, Tosfos says, if you can be teveya the hefsed according to Reb Shimon, kol shekhen you can be teveya the hefsed according to Reb Meir. And therefore, according to Reb Meir, kol shekhen that you're a bialum in the carbon. Tosfos says, what do you have to do? So why does Agamar have to say that Reb Meir holds like Reb Shimon? Reb Meir holds like Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds you with Dan Dina Degamit. According to Reb Meir, for example, in our case, the Shomer certainly has a right to be teveya the hefsed that's caused by the loss of the Shor Nisul. Because Dina Degamit is a bigger schus tfias nesokin than Dover Agarim L'mamon. And therefore, just like according to Reb Shimon, since you have a right to be teveya the hefsed of Dover Agarim L'mamon, that makes you a bialim in the behema. So according to Reb Meir, who certainly you have a right to be teveya the hefsed, so you should become a hefsed, you should become a bialim in the, you should become a, that should make you a bialim in the behema as well. That's Tosfos kasha.
Shouldn't Reb Shimon have there are two possible conditions, one of which he's actually teaching the one, the other one flows naturally. Yeah. Shouldn't he have said that a hefsed of a dover shagor is like a hefsed of a, like, it sounds like he's saying the chiddush is that it counts as your money. not that the loss of such is lashon implies.
So I think the answer would be, because you know, the reason why it's not a grama. Slattery Shaitan, right, what's the difference between grama and gami? I promise I'm not going to get into grama and gami. And I'm really not prepared to get into grama and gami. But certainly one of the chalukim in grama and gami that the Shaitan say is that in grama I didn't touch the dover nizik at all. And by gami, I somehow, by mechitz sakem, I don't know how that works exactly. Look in the Rosh Nechav Beis. Anybody have a Gemara of a Basra? Probably not, right? It's called Basra Chav Beis. Do you show me anything about Basra Chav Beis? Anyway, the point that I'm getting at is the lashon of davar gerim l'mamim k'mamim dami means if I would be gerim somebody a hefsed, not by stealing this cow, which is a tangible thing, but somehow being gerim the hefsed in some intangible indirect way, that would probably be a grama. What makes it not more than a grama, and I call it a davar gerim l'mamim, is that I actually stole something tangible that he has a financial stake in, and that makes it more like raises the level of. Well, something like gamiz. I mean, gamiz is even a bigger chiddush because it works even by sarif shtarish of shachadera. There's a little more question marks here than there are. It's probably very tied up in the lumbus of what makes something gamiz rather than grama. No. Let's leave it. No, there's probably many different ways to explain it. But somehow it's the fact that there's a physical. I mean, the Gemara does say Reb Shimon only said it by a dover sheikari moment. You know, if there was no dover sheikari moment, if there's no behem over here, I just triggered the loss in some other way. Then Reb Shimon would not give me a right to be tovei the hefsed. I can only be tovei the hefsed according to Reb Shimon because there's a dover sheikari moment through which the hefsed came about. But Taisin Lakasha held. That's just the parameter of my schus tvias nezokim. I can be ketovei the hezek because the hezek came about through your taking a dover sheikari moment, which I then have to replace. If there was no dover, I mean that says in the Rabbah Kama, Rav Shimon is only by dover sheikari moment. By a shtar even, Rav Shimon would not allow give you a tvias nezokim. Even though you were garim, you were certainly garim me a hefset. Now I don't have a shtar, I can't be tovei all my chayvus. Maybe they're millions of dollars. But since you didn't do it by attacking a dover sheikari moment, so Rav Shimon doesn't give you a schus tvias nezokim. So if you go in the Rabban's conception, I understand it for dover poshut, because Rav Shimon doesn't start with the tvias nezokim. It starts with the bilus and the behemoth. So a shtar is irrelevant. But the way we're saying it now, no, it starts with the schus tvias nezokin. The schus tvias nezokin has certain parameters. One of the parameters is that it has to be a dover shikari moment. We're good so far. I'm saying you have to look at it from the opposite way. I mean, that's for sure that Reb Shimon. There are definitely two ideas floating around Reb Shimon. That's a given Reb Shimon. There's one notion that I'm a bialim on the carbon. You see, I'm chayav. The god of his chayav kefil dal vehei. And he has to pay. Obviously, it must be my behema. Otherwise, he wouldn't be chayav dal vehei for shefting it. So obviously, Reb Shimon is telling me that it's my behema. And it also says in Reb Shimon that he can be tervei this indirect hefset. So again, the Rabban is telling me that the way it works is that first he's a bialim on the carbon. It's kimom and gomer mashulei. The carbon is my mammon since I have a financial stake in the carbon. If I'm the bialim of the carbon, I have a financial stake in the carbon. So I am now the bialim on the carbon, and that's why I can be then teveya the hefsed. And if you steal the carbon, that's why I can be teveya because it's like you stole my behemoth. But I think it's said that Taisus, at least to begin with, at least Taisus looked at it the other way around. First, there's a halacha like a kind of garmi kind of halacha. The Reb Shimon holds, just like a mayor is don dino gami, so Reb Shimon al derech zeh is don dino de dovar garim lemaman. That if you were indirectly, you caused me a hefset through stealing my carbon, for which I have achrayas, so it's like a kind of dino de gami. Reb Shimon is don dino de dovar garim lemaman, I mean, you can tell the hefset that results from the stealing of the carbon. The result, so then, step two is that gives me a certain bias in the carbon. So Taisus thought, if that's just like according to Reb Shimon, who's done dina the dovar garim lemaman, that makes him a bialim of the karmen, to a degree. So the same thing should be Rameir. Rameir is don even dinu de gami. He's not only don din don dover agarim l'mamim. He's even don dinu de gami. So according to Rameir, you certainly can be tervea the hefset that results from the stealing of the carbon. So then you switch. So then likewise, that should make you into the violin of the carbon. That was Tosfos kasha. Shaim's kasha. It could be in Kedem Advarim that if that's the case, then even after Tosfos says the teretz, that it's not true, that Rameir would not be mechayev kefil and talad v'hei, I have a feeling that it's not quite the same as the Ramban. The Ramban only gives that one teretz. That's the only teretz. He doesn't even look for other teretz. And the Ramban says this hasbar that we saw, that Rameir, it's only a schus, it's just a schus to be tevei lehefsid. Whereas Reb Shimon is kimam and gomer mashulei, according to Reb Shimon, you're a bialim on the carbon. And that's the yisoid of what Reb Shimon is saying. I think the Ramban is talking the way we understood it originally. The Ramban is saying the kasha doesn't start. Because it's not that because you could be tevei lehefsid, therefore you're bialim on the carbon. That you could be tevei lehefsid has nothing to do with becoming a bialim on the carbon. Reb Shimon is a chiddush that you're a bialim on the carbon. Reb Shimon starts with being a bialim on the carbon. Ka'omer. So that the Ramban is saying, the Ramban doesn't need to look for any other teretz. The Ramban is saying it's fundamentally different. Tosfos doesn't say it that way. Tosfos, first of all, says it as one teretz out of three. Pesach Mefarshim, he says it as one teretz out of three. And Tosfos doesn't really say quite as much hasbara as the Ramban. Tosfos just says, we don't find in Rameir that Yechayev Kefil and Dalad Vehei. Reb Shimon said Yechayev Kefil and Dalad Vehei. Rameir never said Yechayev Kefil and Dalad Vehei. My hagosha is in Tosfos. That Tosfos is, even after he says this teretz of the Yesh Mefarshim, he's still going with his original anocha that it starts with the schus tfiyas mamon. That Rameir is don dina de kami, can be tevei the hefsid of dina de kami, and Rav Shimon is don dina de dover agarim le mamon, you can be tevei the hefsid of dover agarim le mamon. Tosfos just says that step two, that because you be tevei the hefsid of dover agarim le mamon, therefore you're a bialim on the carbon, that's also part of Rav Shimon's chiddush, and we don't know if Rameir goes along with that. He might and he might not. No, it's mashmois, and Tosfos says Rameir might have said it by kefil and talad vei too, but we just don't have any evidence. Because we don't see Rameir talking about Kefil and Dalad Vehei. That's how Tosfos says it. Rameir never said Yechayev Kefil and Dalad Vehei. We don't know what he holds about Kefil and Dalad Vehei. Reb Shimon says Yechayev Kefil and Dalad Vehei. So therefore, the Gemara wants to quote Reb Shimon because we don't know what Rameir would hold about the Kefil and Dalad Vehei. That's a different ring than the way the Ramban says it. The Ramban says, Dina Gami has nothing to do with Kefil and Dalad Vehei. Dina Gami just means it could be Tevei of the Hefzit. What does that have to do with Kefil and Dalad Vehei? Reb Shimon says, Kimom and Gomer Mashvile. That's a totally different principle. Tosfos doesn't say it like that. Tosfos is much softer. He says, he originally thought that according to Rameir, you should get the Kefil and Dalad Vehei too. Says Tosfos, we don't know for sure. We have no evidence. Reb Shimon, we have evidence. We know what he holds about Kefil and Dalad Vehei. Rameir, we don't know what he holds about Kefil and Dalad Vehei. It seems to me that Tosfos is still going with his original anocha, that Reb Shimon starts with the fact that he can be tevei the tfiyas mamon. And therefore, that's A. And then B, the result of that is, since you have a schus to be tevei the hefsid, to be tevei the nezek, that makes you into the bialim of the carbon. And Tosfos therefore thought in the kasher, the same thing should be true according to Reb Meir. Since you have a schus to be tevei the dina gami, the hefsid of dina gami, that makes you into the bialim of the carbon. Tosfos' answer is, yes, that might actually be true, but Reb Meir never said it. So we don't know. Maybe Rameir wouldn't make that second step. Maybe he wouldn't say that the schus tfiyas mamon makes you into a bialim of the carbon. Maybe he would. Maybe he wouldn't. We don't know. Reb Shimon, we know. So therefore, the Gemara wants to use Reb Shimon rather than use Reb Meir.
Is there any learning in Reb Shimon also that Reb Shimon holds your chayim garmi and that's why your chayim don't go mamon?
Well, it's Reb Shimon doesn't hold your chayim. The Gemara says Reb Shimon doesn't go so far as garmi because he wouldn't by service. But main garmi. What would Reb Shimon say about Mechisas Akeren? Yeah, I think the passing words of Shimon would not be Mechayev by Mechisas Akeren. It's the passage of the chesed of the sugya over there. Mechisas Akeren must also not be called Dovah Sheikari Mammon. Because even though the Tfuah is certainly Ikari Mammon, but since I wasn't master the Tfuah by attacking the Dovah Sheikari Mammon, I just didn't build the Mechisa. I didn't. Reb Shimon only is mechayev for the hefsid if the hefsid came about through a dover sheikari mamon. And why should that be true? In Svara, it's a little bit hard. According to Ramban's understanding, I understand that more readily.
The shtar is not even the shtar is
going
the mamon.
Right.
It's not the shtar of the chif, not the mamon. But you put on a meisah, the meisah is a meisah of like
I think it has to mean that Rav Shimon is only mechayev for the hefsed. What?
You could just say this in a mayor. I mean, this would be a good score for a mayor. But Rishon says the reason why it's considered a good one is because it's...
Yeah, but then how does Tosfos, where does Tosfos get this from? That you become a Bialim Lekarmon just as you could be Tovei Lehefsid. I want to say he got it from Rishon himself, because that's the way he read Rishon. Otherwise, to say that Tam Tosfos had this for a Svar, that's very hard. I saw in Rishon that because you... that's how he read Rishon. Because you could be Tovei Lehezek, therefore you're a Bialim in the Behema. But Rav Shimon is limiting how much, when you could be Tovei Lehezek. You can only be Tovei Lehezek if the Hezek is bound up in a, you know, even though that ultimately, I'll say it like this, ultimately the Hezek you're being Tovei is the Hezek that you're suffering, because you're going to have to replace the carbon. But that Hezek is embodied in a physical thing, in this Behema. So Rav Shimon says, you need to have a regular Maisa Mazek, a classic Maisa Mazek, a classic Maisa Gneva, of stealing a behemoth, stealing a dovah sheikari mammon, and then the person who has the hefsid from that, even though he's not the bala behemoth, has a schus to veil the hefsid. But there has to be a maisa mazik in a dovah sheikari mammon. So mechitzas akherim, you didn't do anything to the tefuah itself. You indirectly, you tore down the mechitza, so you didn't do a maisa mazik directly in a dovah sheikari mammon. Yeah, but I only the Gemara says there, Shimon is limited to, and I have to deal with that. The Gemara says it's only by Dovah Shikari Mammon. Somehow my schus to be Tevei Lehefsid.
That should have started. That's true, it should have started. That's
not. Well, maybe we could say like this, a little bit fancy, that it's like a boim ke'echot. I have my schus to be tevei lehefsed is what makes me a bialim in the carbon. But I can only be tevei as such a hefsed that's bound up in bialus on a dovah sheikari mammon. A tefias mammon that will not make me a bialim in a dovah sheikari mammon, I can't be tevei either. It sounds a little bit strange, but maybe it'll be a little bit better in a few minutes. Maybe not, I don't promise, but maybe it'll be a little bit better. So that's the cheshbon, I think, has to be more or less, I think the cheshbon has to be more or less correct. That's what's going on in Tosfos' point of departure. Tosfos' point of departure was, and many Rishonim don't get any further, and Tosfos' other three and two, where he doesn't get any further. The point of departure is that it's not that I'm a bialim in the carbon, therefore I can be tevei the hezek. I can be tevei the hezek. That makes me into a bialim in the carbon. Tosfos held the same thing should be true in Remeir also.
Right.
What
we see from this Rameir, that we create balance. So what
do you have to do? From
which
Rameir? Rameir by Ashur. Yeah, so now we know that Rameir holds like Rav Shimon, but we need to first quote Rav Shimon. The Mara can't just say Rameir is the Shitosi by Mechitza Zakarin.
What if the Pai Rameir is never going on? Maybe only holds up his
Why Dinu Gami is much more mechutish than Dovah Gami Mammon? If this bialis maybe only by Dinu Gami, but doesn't make sense. Dovah Gami Mammon is easier. Is an easier to this nizokin. It's a Dovah Shikari Mammon.
The first Eretz
Yeah, that was a chiddush. That's the first Eretz Yisrael. The pashas of the Gemara Baba Kama is that it's the other way around. That Dovah Gami Mammon is Dovah Gami Mammon is harder to chayev than, I'm sorry, that the Din Nagami is harder to chayev than Dovah Gari Mammon. Din Nagami goes further than Dovah Gari Mammon. So Rameir, Tosfos, I don't think there's a kasha. We're okay. We're good. Okay. So what's the svar over here? What sense does this make? Cheshbon is good, but what sense does it make to say that because I have a schus to be tevei the nezek, so therefore I become a bialim in the carbon? The nezek that I'm being tevei is the nezek to my pocketbook. Why is the fact that the bialim of the carbon could be tevei the nezek to his pocketbook, what's the seichel in saying that that makes him a bialim of the karma? The Ramban, I understand better. You know, they're starting the other way around. The way we said it yesterday, the pasuk with that, I understand. That since I have a financial stake in this behemoth, so somebody has a financial stake in the behemoth, that makes him a bialim of the behemoth, to a certain degree, he's a bialim of the behemoth. Even though he's not, you know, the behemoth in other ways, not his, it belongs to the mizbeach. But since he has a financial stake in it, so that gives him a certain bialim. I'm going to elaborate that svara as well. But eventually, but what sense to say the other way around? I'm not a bialim of the behemoth at all. What I have is a right to be tevei the hefsed that'll come about through the loss of the behemoth. That makes me now a bialim of the behemoth. That now it's my behemoth. So this is Rav Elchanan. Elchanan in Pesachim in Simen, I think it's Reish Yud Ches or Eis Reish Yud Ches. Okay, but Rav Elchanan, he's not dealing with this problem at all. He's dealing with other problems, which we're going to get into a little bit. Some of these problems that they're busy with. But for other reasons, he throws out a new svara in Dovar Agayim Lamaman, and I think that's the mafteach to understand this mahalach that I'm saying now. Rav Elchanan says like this. He says we find in the Gemara that there's a concept that a person could be a bialim on the behemah l'kfela. Remember the beginning of a mafkid that the Gemara says that you could have when you have a shomer, so the bialim, there's a certain unwritten understanding between the bialim and the shomer that l'kshetigonev v'tirtzev v'tishalmeni harei perosi k'nu yiluch me'achshov. Gemara says the ganav could have have a shomer. The behemah was stolen. So the shomer could pater himself with the shvur, because he's a shomer chinam. He's part of the neiv. He could pater himself with the shvur, but he didn't. He paid. Then the ganav was found. So ganav has to pay kefil to the shomer. So the Gemara asks, that's in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, why do you have to pay kefil to the shomer? It's a famous Gemara we learned as children, most of us. So the Gemara says, because it's nasik oimel mikishetigonev etirtziv etashalmeni arei parosi knuyuloch. So then the Gemara says, but what about the gizis and the bloodless? If it's clear to the shomer, then the shomer should own even the gizis and the bloodless. The kitzur, one of the things the Gemara says over there is that the bialim is makna the behemoth to the shomer, not for everything else. For everything else still belongs to the bialim. The gizis and the bloodless belong to the bialim. But it's koni to the shomer for the kefil. Then if it'll be stolen, the schus for the kefil will belong to the shomer. So Abchana points out, you know, that's a very rather, that's a very mechudishtik thing, that's called a bialis. What kind of bialis is that? A bialis, ordinarily, you're a bialim for some usage. You're a bialim for all the usage, ordinarily. Sometimes you can have a bialis where the usage is split up. You're the bialim for the gizus, I'll be the bialim for the vlodos. So we have different uses out of the behemoth, so that's a kind of shutfis. The kefil, that's not a bialis. The kefil is, the address of the kefil is determined by who's the bialim. First we have to decide who's the bialim. Whoever is the bialim, he's the one who's going to get the kefil. What kind of thing is this? That the behemoth could be coming to the shomer, not for anything else, but only for the kefil. He's a bialim for the kefil. So what does that mean? If he's not a bialim for anything else, then why does he get the kefil? So you see in this Nakamara, says Rav Elchanan, you see in Nakamara, Elchanan says it b'kitzur, but he says, you see in Nakamara Chiddush, that there's such a thing that you could be a bialim for the tfias ahefsid, for the tfias hanezek. And for everything else, I'm not a bialim. But if the thing gets destroyed, if the thing is nifsad, then for that I am a bialim. I'm a bialim for the hefsed. For everything else, for gizus, for vlodus, for all the good news, I'm not the bialim. But for the bad news, he's the bialim. If it's nifsad, then now he's for that he's the bialim. He's the bialim l'inyan the hefsed, and therefore the bialim l'inyan to be tevei the hefsed. You know, if the behem is stolen, and now we have to be tevei the hefsed, we have to be tevei the. I don't know if it's the gave into the Karen, but certainly if the behemah is destroyed, or if the behemah is, or if there's a kefil, any tfias hefsid that comes out of the behemah, for that he's the bialis. So a mechudishtik thing, but it says in that Gemara there's such a thing as a bialis for the tfias hefsid. It says in Mechonin, the idea of Dovah Gram Lamaman is that since he has a right to be tevei the hefsid, since, let's say, Dovah Gram Lamaman means that since according to Rav Shimon, the Bala Karban, let's say, has the right to be tevea the hefsid that will result from the loss of the carbon. So he is the bialim l'inyan the hefsid of the carbon. There's nobody else who can be Tavei Lehefsid of the carbon. Mizbeach can't be Tavei. There's nobody else who can be Tavei Lehefsid of the carbon. He's the one who has a. He's the one who can be Tavei Lehefsid of the carbon. Since he's the one who's going to be Tavei Lehefsid of the carbon, that makes him a Bailam of the carbon, because he becomes now a Bailam of the carbon Le'inyan Lehefsid. Shalderach said, just like over there by that case, the Shomer is the Bailam and the carbon Le'inyan the Kefil. There it's because that was their agreement. The Mafgad and the Shomer, they have this agreement of Kilisha Ketikonev that he'll become the Vekitzev of the Shalmeni, he'll become the Bailam Le'inyan the Hefsid. Here it's for a different reason, because he's the one who has the Hefsid, the Bala carbon. Since he's the one who has the Hefsid, nobody else over here can be Tevei the Hefsid. He's the only one who can be Tevei the Hefsid. So since he's the only person here who can be Tevei the Hefsid on carbon, so that makes him the Bailam on the carbon Le'inyan the Hefsid. That's how Rabbi Chanan is master. Again, Rabbi Chanan says this for his own fish to fry. But I think that's really what I'm trying to say over here. What Tosis Havon over here in Dovra Gram Lamaman was, if you have a tfias, if you can be Tevei the Hefsid that results from the loss of this behemoth, whether it's Al-Din Degami, regardless, Tosis held in the Kasha, it doesn't matter whether you're Tevei Al-Din Degami, whether you're Tevei Al-Dovra Gram Lamaman, it's basically variations on the same thing, that you have a right to be Tevei the Hefsid that results from the loss of this behemoth. That makes you a Bailam on the behemoth, Le'inyan Tfias Hezek. L'inyan the Hefsid, and to be Tevei the Hefsid, you are the Bailam and the carbon. You're not the Bailam of the carbon, obviously, other things. The carbon's here, you're not the Bailam of the carbon for, you know, it goes to the Mizbeach, you can't go use it for anything else. But L'inyan Tfias Hefsid, you're the Bailam and the carbon. And you said that maybe goes to what you were talking about before. It could be that you can only, part of Rav Shimon holds that you can only be Tevei such a Hefsid where you can be the Bailam on the Tevei Hefsid in the carbon itself. Such a Hefsid where it's not Ikari Maman, it's not a Dovash Ikari Maman like Sarev Shteroysov or Mechitza Sakerim, where there's no. What allows me to be Tevei the. That goes Ke'echot. Basically, the idea is I can be Tevei the Hefsid of the. Since this, I'm the one who has the Hefsid, so I can be Tevei the Hefsid of the carbon. And that makes me therefore a bailam on the that makes me now I am the bailam on the carbon, the inyan tvias hefsid. It could be Rav Shimon holds that I can only be tevei as such an indirect grumad like hefsid when it's a kind of hefsid that I can become the bailam and the behemoth to be tevei as such a hefsid. If it would be like Sarev Shteroshes Shel Chaverav, where it's not a dovah sheikar moman, where becoming a bailam on the paper is not going to really do anything for me, so then Rav Shimon would hold that. Such a hefsid where it's not going to make me a bialim. No, it's according to Rav Shimon, maybe what makes it not a groma. Part of the hefsid is a groma. What makes it not a groma is because this particular groma, if I'll be Tervayit, I'm going to become a Bailim in the behemoth, and stealing the behemoth is not a groma. So that's what removes it from being a groma. Like Sayyosh Tarshish Chaverev, it'll still be a groma. If Shim is not done, it's Garmi, but if Shim is not done, Dinah Garmi. He's only done by a dog where it's like I have a dog, she Kari Maman, she already puts an esoteric point over here. But the reason why Rav Shimon is not Machayev by Sarosh Shel Chaverav is because over there, even if he will become a Bailam on the Shtar, it's still going to be Groma like. It's still only a Groma, the Hefsid. Rav Shimon doesn't allow you to Tevei a Hefsid that's only by Derech Groma. It's only by a Karman, where by allowing him to be Tevei the Hefsid, he'll become a Bailam on the Karman, Le'inyan Tefias a Hefsid. And once he's a bialim in the carbon Le'inyan Tfias Hefsid, then it's no longer a groma. Because now we're not talking about the indirect Hefsid to his bank account. We're talking about the stealing of the behemoth, in which he's a bialim Le'inyan Tfias Hefsid. So that's why Rav Shimon is not a groma. That's why Rav Shimon is only in a case where it's not a where it's a dovah shikari mama. Right, that's a side point. Whether, you know, if you I don't know, that's not so clear in, that's a side point. But the main Mahalach HaDvarim. You know, that's not on the test, but the main Mahalach HaDvarim you know, again, in the fine tuning of Adam, there's a big makom here. He's got there in the details. You know, why Rav Shimon is not, particularly in this nekuda, why Rav Shimon is not machaya by Starish, what is the Dovah Sheikari Mammon give me according to this Mahalach? According to Ramban's Mahalach, it's obvious what Dovah Sheikari Mammon gives me. It starts with my being a Bailam in the Behemoth, and then I'm Teveya the Hefzid of the Behemoth, like I would be Teveya the Hefzid of any Behemoth. But the way we're turning it around now, that it starts with my right to be Teveya the Hezek, and it's fundamentally not much different than Dina Degami. And then the right to be Tevei the Hezek makes me a Bailam in the carbon, but that's the result. But it starts with my right to be Tevei the Hezek, so how come I only have a right to be Tevei the Hezek if it's a Dovah Sheikar Mammon? That's the Nekuda that needs finessing. But nonetheless, I think the direction here is basically sound. So what do we have so far to sum up? The things that I think we're on solid ground. We have basically two mahalchim in Dovah Gerei Mammon. I think it's a mahalchim Shoshanim right here. How to understand the whole notion of Dovah Gerei Mammon Kamam Adami. Two approaches. One approach is to say Dovah Gerei Mammon Kamam Adami starts with the fact that the Baal HaKarbon becomes a Baalim in the carbon. The fact that he has a financial stake in the carbon, that if this carbon would get lost, it's going to cost him money. So now he has a financial stake in the carbon. That makes him a Baalim in the carbon. To X degree, he's a Baalim in the carbon. Now that he's a Bailam of the carbon, so if anybody steals the carbon, he can be Teveyed. And if they shecht the carbon, if they steal it and shecht it, he can be Teveyed the Dalav Hay because they shechted his carbon. That's one Mahalach. And if that's the case, it has absolutely nothing to do with Dina Degami. And there's no Mokum for Teshus Kasha in the first place. And that's really what I think is there on Ban is saying. But the Teshus Kasha doesn't start. Dina Degami is it Dina can be Teveyed the Hefsit. That's nothing to do with Bailas in the carbon, nothing to do with Bailas in the Shtar. Shmechitzes Akarim. Nothing to do with Bailas and the Tefu. It has to do with the Maisa Hezek. You could be Tevei. It's called the Maisa Hezek. It's a dinner Hezek. Dinner Rami is a dinner in what kind of Maisa can be Mechayev and Masik. It has nothing to do with Bailas and the carbon. Reb Shimon's whole Chiddush is that the Baal of carbon becomes the Bailam of the carbon. And then it flows from that. Once you're Bailam of the carbon, you could Tevei, the Hezek, the Kefil, the Dalav Hay, and so on. So Reb Shimon and Rameir have absolutely nothing to do with each other. That's the Ramban. The other way to look at it is that it's just the other way around. It starts off with the fact that Miku Kri Tevei, Reb Shimon is saying basically a kind of Dina Negami Halach. Just like a mayor is done Dina Negami, you can be Tevei a Hefzid that's Aliyadei Gami. Reb Shimon holds you can be Tevei a Hefzid that's Aliyadei a Dover, Aliyadei a Gremis Mammon. Aliyadei a, somebody was Mazik, a Dover, a Gremis Mammon, you have a right to be Tevei that, to be Tevei that Hefzid. It's fundamentally like Garmi. The only difference between that and Garmi is that by Garmi you don't need a Dover, you don't need a Dover Shikari Mammon. And Reb Shimon, you need a Dover Hagarim Lamam, you need a Dover Shikari Mammon, you know, in the centerpiece of the Maisa Hezek, in order to be Teveyed. For some reason, that's not entirely clear. But it's basically a kind of Garmi de Kalachi. You can be Teveyed the Hefzid. The only thing is, now that you have a right to be Teveyed the Hefzid, so that makes you into a certain extent, a Bailam of the carbon, like Rav Chanan explains, because there's such a thing as a Bailas Linyan Tfiyas Hefzid, just like the Shomer is a Bailam Shetigon of a Tirtzer with the Shalmeni, the Shomer becomes a Bailam on the Behemo Linyan Tfiyas HaKefil, Linyan Tfiyas to be Tevei the Hefzid that results from the Gneva. The Glabi Tfiyas HaGneva, who is it stolen from the Behemo? From everything else belongs to the Bailam. But Lagabi the Ganav, who did the Ganav steal it from? Who does he have to make restitution to the Shomer? Because Lakshetigonav Itirtsev Itashalmeni, that's the deal. The Shomer becomes the Bailam Linyan Sevegneva. Linyan Tfiyas Sevegneva. So Al Derech Zeh, wherever I have a right to be Tevei the Hefzid, that it results from the stealing of the carbon, and I'm the only one who has that right. Nobody else has that right. I'm the only person who has the right to be Tevei the Hefzid of carbon. Where I have a right to be Tevei the Hefzid on carbon, that right itself makes me a Bailam on the carbon, L'inyin, Tvias HaHefzid. Tvias HaHezek. So that's how Rav Chanan explains the idea of Dovah Gerei Mammon. And if that's the case, then I understand Taisus Kasha very well. So say the same thing by Garmi. Since he has a right to be Tevei the Hezek of Garmi, so that should make him into a Bailam on the Behemoth. That's, I think, where the world of Rishonim, we asked this kasha, I think that must be how they understood the idea of Dovah Gerei Mammon. And I added that I think even after Tosfos says the Teretz of the Yesh Mefarshim, he's not, it doesn't sound to me in Tosfos like he's changing his mind about that. He doesn't say the Rambaz the Shainus and I just woke up, the whole kasha doesn't start. He's still with the Anochas of the kasha. Taishta says it's in the Kuda that this extra chiddush, that because you have a right to be Tavei, the Hefzer of the Karmen, that makes you a Bailam of the Karmen, Le'in, Tvias Ezek, Reb Shimon said it, Reb Meir didn't. We don't know. Maybe Reb Meir doesn't go, so maybe Reb Meir doesn't have that extra connection. Maybe that chiddush, that's not a Dover Poshet. Taishta and the kasha thought that's a Dover Poshet. Taishta Teretz says, that's just a Dover Poshet. Maybe we only find Reb Shimon has that extra Nakuda, that the Tvias Ezek. The fact that he could be Tavei Hezek makes you into a Bailam on the Behemo, Le'inyan Tavias Hezek. We don't know that Remeir holds that way. Doesn't see Remeir never talked about Kefal Al Vehe. So we don't, that's why we want to attach ourselves to Reb Shimon rather than to Remeir.
After we put Reb Shimon into Remeir,
right, would it be kefil for stealing a shtar?
Yeah, I mean,
what? Oh, is anyone okay for stealing a shtar for other reasons? Because it's not. I think there's miyutim, but there's no kefil if you need. But what? You had some case that was not a dover garmi moment, but it was garmi. You stole it. You'd have to figure out a case. You can't steal the machitzas akerim shenifet. You would have to figure out a case. But if you had a case where it was not a dover garmi moment, but it was still garmi, then in the chanami, that would be enough gamin. Chayru, it could bring a riot to Rav Elchanan's havana against this other havana. We'll stop for the time being. Zugamar M'sachim. Gemara M'sachim talks about the following. Gemara says that if Yisrael was Makabla Chrayas and Chometz of a guy. I mean, the guy deposited chametz by Yisrael, so ordinarily speaking, chametz of a guy, not everybody rabbi yimotze. What if the Yisrael is a shomer on the chametz? So if the chametz gets destroyed, the Yisrael is going to have to pay for it. So there's a gzeiras hakosov that you're over by rabbi yimotze. I forgot the pasuk, how we learn it out. Somewhere in the pesukim by rabbi yimotze, there's a ribui that even for kabbalah sechayis. So the Gemara asks, I think I put this on the Maariv Kaimus. The Gemara asks, according to Rav Shimon, what do you need a pasuk for? You without a special pasuk. Avadi yachai by your Rabbi Yimotzi, because you're a Bailam. You're a Bailam on the Chametz. If the Chametz is nifsa, it's going to cost you money. So now you're a Bailam on the Chametz. Says the Gemara, no, it's not nothing to do. Rav Shimon's only if the Chametz is not here anymore. So then, Dava Gaim Laman is Kimam Adami. But here, the Chametz is still Ba'an. Because the Chametz is still Ba'an, it's not called the Dava Gaim Laman, and without a special pasuk, you wouldn't be able to buy your Alba Yimatsi. So it says in that Gemara Lachaira that the whole din of Dava Gaim Laman Kimam Adami is only after the Chametz or the Behema or whatever it is gone. And now you want to tevei it, so we say dover garmi l'mamon k'mamon dami. The beim was stolen, the shor niskel was stolen, the karmin was stolen, the chametz was stolen. So then we could say you're a bailim as dover garmi l'mamon. You're the bailim. You can get the kefil. You can get the dalad hay. But because the chametz is still here and it hasn't yet been stolen, so dover garmi l'mamon does not make you into a bailim. That adkan the gemara, yeah. I don't remember. Is this the Psochem that he says?
Yes.
If I don't come on, I'm going to be able to do Oh, yeah, you're right, it's two signs. The Gemara has a loss in the Tzoket. So that's why you're over. And the Gemara has a loss in the Tzoket. And the Gemara has a loss in the Tzoket. So that's why you're over. The Gemara says, oh, there's a Rebbe, lo yimotze. And then the Gemara says, Tzoket, according to the Gemara, the Gemara has a loss in why do you need the Rebbe? The Gemara says, snap, and. Yeah, you're right, it's mashma, there is a loss in the Gemara that even if it is Ben, it's called over Gemara. Because that's very hard. That's very hard. So that's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm asking. I haven't asked it yet. But the question is this. So it says in that Gemara, at least in the second Lashon of the Gemara Taka. I don't know, Chaim take the second Lashon more seriously. I don't know why, but they took the second Lashon more seriously because they asked the steer from the Gemara Sanhedrin. Everybody's busy with that steer. And they just say, oh, it was the first Lashon. I'm not quite sure why. But anyway, here's the thing. If you hold, like the Ramban's Mahalach, that the idea of Dovar Gamel Roman starts with the fact that since I have a financial stake in this behemoth or in this carbon or the Shar Niskel, whatever it is, so now I'm a Bailam of the Shar Niskel. Because I'm a Bailam of the Shar Niskel, so if somebody steals it, they stole it from me. So they're Chayav Kefil and Talavei. So why does it? So then the Chayra, I'm a Bailam before the thing is stolen. Why am I only a Bailam after the thing is stolen? I'm a Bailam. I have a stake in the Chometz. I have a financial interest in the Chometz. If the Chometz will be gone, I'm going to have to make it up. I'm going to have to pay for it. So the Chayra, I'm already. If the idea of Dovar Gamel Roman Lukimaman Dami is primarily that because this Chometz for me is a Dovar Gamel Roman, I have a Chayis for it. So for me, I'm going to have a Hefset if it's lost. So that makes me a Bailam in the Chometz. And then if you stole the Chometz, you stole it from me. So the chayra, even if the chametz is ben, lemaisa, I have a stake in this chametz. I have a chayis for the chametz. I'm the bailam on the chametz. And if he stole it, so I should go everybody rabbi matze. What's the seichel to say? If it starts with the bailus, then what's the svar to say that I only become a bailam when the nezek happens? The chometz is valuable to me before the nezek happens. When the nezek happens, then I have, you know, then I start to lose sleep. But the chometz is valuable to me even before the nezek happens, even before it's stolen. So if the way it works is it starts that since the chometz is valuable to me, it's my chometz, and therefore when it's nizik, so I can be tevei it because I'm the bailim. So even if the chometz is ben, even before the chometz is nizik, but I'm the bailim now. So what's the svar to say that I'm not over by your Rabbi Yomotze? If on the other hand, yeah, what? There's a pasuk that he is, but the Gemara says that he would not be over without a pasuk. He wouldn't be over by your Rabbi Yomotze. There was a part. The pasuk in that Gemara it says, l'chor the pasuk in that Gemara it says that don't regard the moment command of is only when it's not ben. If it's ben, there's no. Again, the Gemara has a. The Gemara is like, yeah, we have a pasuk. Leimatzi lechazan. There's a pasuk for Kabbalah Achrayis is triggers by Yerubal Yimatzi. Even not according to Shimon. Even Alocha. If you make Kabbalah Achrayis, it triggers by Yerubal Yimatzi. So the Gemara says Bishlam if you don't hold from Dov Agarim Lamaman. So I understand why you need a special pasuk that Kabbalah Achrayis triggers by Yerubal Yimatzi. But according to Shimon, forget the special pasuk. Your mamish to bailam al Dov Agarim Lamaman. So the Gemara answers Reb Shimon is only talking. The Gemara means Reb Shimon is only talking when the chametz is not be'en. And Rashi in fact says, like Rav Shimon's original case where the carbon was stolen. Rashi over there adds, Rav Shimon was talking about where the carbon is stolen. So Rav Shimon's only talking about where the chametz is not be'en, where the carbon is not be'en. Then Rav Shimon says, Al stov ragam l'mam, and you can be tevei the kefil and talavei. But here the chametz is still here. If the chametz is still here, so that then Rav Shimon doesn't apply. If the logic of Rav Shimon is that first, because I have a stake in the carbon, I have a chayis for the carbon, I'm a bailam of the carbon, and because I'm the bailam of the carbon, therefore if you steal it, so I can be tevei, so you stole it from me, so what's the difference if the chametz ben or not ben? But I'm the bailam because I have a stake in the chametz. On the other hand, if you hold like we're saying now in the, like Rav Elchanan, like I'm suggesting in Tosfos, that it starts the other way around. I'm not stamazei a bailam in the carbon. What makes me a bailam in the carbon is that I have a schus to be tevei the hezek. The very schus to be tevei the hezek is what makes me a bailam in the carbon. So then it could be that if there's no hezek here yet, then there's nothing to make me a bailam in the carbon. What makes me a bailam in the carbon is that I have schusim to be tevei the hezek that results from the loss of the carbon. The fact that I can be tevei the hezek that results from the loss of the carbon is what makes me a bailam in the carbon. So then, Geish Mokim Lehovin, I think Rav Elchanan says it like this. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Elchanan says it as Asbar. I think Rav Elchanan says it as a double check. He says he's talking about a lot of things at the same time, but I think he says it like this in the Kudu too. So then I can understand that if the carbon is still here, so the Hezek, what Hezek? There's no Hezek right now. Yeah, so it is true. If it will one day be a hezek, so he will be able to be today an hezek. But meanwhile, that's just theoretical. There is no hezek. Since there is no hezek, there's no din Torah. There's no hezek. Nothing happened. The chametz is sitting here. So there's nothing. So you can't say that he's a bialim on the chametz because he has a right to be teveya the hezek of the chametz if the chametz will be nizik. I mean, the first lashon maybe holds yes, but the second lashon holds that not till the hezek happens. The fact that theoretically, if there'll ever be a hezek, he will be able to be teveya the hezek. That's not enough to make him to be mechel bialis on the chametz. Once the hezek happens and he has a right to be teveya that hezek, so that can make him into a bialim a bialis on the chametz. So I'm saying, b'pshutoi, that Gemara makes, I understand that the chiluk of that Gemara much easier according to Elchanan than according to the other Mahalach. And that actually, maybe we should leave as something that we would like to find, is how to understand that Gemara. You know, how would the Ramban understand that Gemara? The Svar of that Gemara. Why is it only the moment when the Chametz is gone? If it starts with the fact that I'm a Bailam on the carbon, like the Ramban says, Kimomen Gomer Mashvile, that the fact that I have a stake in this carbon, a stake in this chametz, makes the chametz like my mammon. So when the chametz is banished, it should also be my mammon. And then, if already we're talking about this Gemara Psachim, we're running out of time. But if already we're talking this Gemara Psachim, so let me just flag when I have to talk about the Chayim ask, if in fact you only become a bialim on the carbon after the carbon is stolen, you only become a bialim on the chametz after the chametz is stolen. You only become or is destroyed. You only become a bialim of the carbon after the carbon is stolen, like Rashi over there says. Then how is the ganav chay for that at all? Isn't there a rule you need the gunav mi beis ha'ish? You have to steal something from the beis ha'ish, from the beis ha'bailim. It was never beis ha'bailim because it was never the bailims. The carbon only belonged to the bailim after it was stolen. So where's the gunav mi beis ha'ish? So kash lachayim ask. Yes. This is an afikayam, I didn't see it inside, but it says it's boim ke'echot. And then there's the famous kasha of the ksois that Rav Chaim Moser talks about, and Rav Chaim, and the ksois, yes, from the Ferish Gemara. The Gemara says in towards the end of Sanhedrin that if you have, you know, Ansha Irani Dachas, Dalok is that all of their possessions have to be destroyed, the Osbanon, they have to be burnt. So the Gemara says that according to Rav Shimon, if one of the Anshei Ir HaNidachas had a carbon for which he had a chrayis, said Harei Alai, and it was mafish a carbon, so since Dover Agarim Lamam and Kimam and Dami, so that carbon has to be destroyed. It's Ton Seifel because it belongs to Anshei Ir HaNidachas. If you don't know Dover Agarim Lamam and Kimam and Dami, it doesn't belong to Anshei Ir HaNidachas, it belongs to the Mizbeach. But according to Rav Shimon, the Dover Agarim Lamam and Kimam and Dami, so the carbon belongs to the Anshei Ir the carbon belongs to the Anshei Ir HaNidachas. So they asked the Ksais brings the name of his son. The Ksais' son asked him to steer between the two Gemaras. The Gemara Psachim says that Dabagam Lamam and Kimam and Dami is only when the Chametz is not Be'en. There the Behemoth is Be'en. The Behemoth is alive and kicking. We want to kill it. So right now the Behemoth is Be'en. So why is it, where's the Dabagam Lamam? Mamma says steer between the two Gemaras. The Ksais remains with the Tzarchian. So that's what Chaim Isaac talks about and others. So that also needs to be thought through. Okay.